A nonprofit in Forestville is helping glass fire evacuees with everything from finding a place to stay to getting supplies. Yaka Ama, which means our land in the Pomo language, has set up a resource site that's stocked with items like food, air mattresses, and hand sanitizer. KRCB's news director, Adia White, recently spoke with Yaka Ama chairperson Maria Cardenas to get the details.
We are located in Forestville. We are a nonprofit and also 127 acres of land out here that we have available for use. We have the main building where we're keeping all the resources such as toiletry and food and donations of water and air beds. In the back, we have dry campsites is what it's called, and we have an available kitchen there as well for people who need that.
And how many people do you currently have staying with you, and what resources do you have available?
Currently, we've had people come out more like for resources. We haven't had anybody stay in the back as of yet. We did have one person who was able to find a hotel while they waited here. Then we have multiple families. I think we're up to 15 families who have come out to gain resources. And what we do have available are face masks that were donated by Mass Sonoma, which is amazing. They're for to fight against smoke and COVID. We also have the cloth face masks. We have food. We have diapers, wipes, formula, blankets, air mattresses. If there's something that we don't have, we could always ask our community for those donations. And it's been a very, very positive outpouring of support.
And out in Forestville, I mean, you all are just on the heels of recovery and out of the woods from the Wallbridge fire. Did you have to evacuate then?
Yes, we did have to evacuate, and we had to close our doors because of that fire. We have also closed our doors due to COVID. We are still doing what little we can right now at our capacity. And we are still willing to help people because that's what we were founded on, the premises of making our community stronger.
And as we're seeing increasingly devastating wildfires, but with more frequency in our community, how is your organization adapting to be able to serve the community and offer the support?
So we've become more organized by having volunteers available, talking amongst each other, communication. I have a degree in advocacy and human services. So finding resources and connecting people to the correct resources is almost second nature for me. And we have multiple people who are reaching out to us as well to make sure that we connect the people to housing resources, emergency shelters, vouchers, gift cards, things like that. So things that we cannot offer, we will find places if we can to help you with those resources.
And are you currently screening families for COVID?
Yes. When you come in, we ask you to do the COVID survey. Basically, we'll take your temperature and ask you the questions that are required. Have you been in contact with someone who has tested positive? Do you have any of the symptoms of COVID? And if so, if that is the case, we will still give you resources. We just will limit the access to inside the building. We just hope that everybody stays safe and has a really strong motivation to get through this together and to be kind to each other, because it is hard what we're going through, even though it's been so repetitive. It's just unforeseen every time.
That was Maria Cardenas, chairperson of the nonprofit Yaka Ama, speaking with KRCB News Director Adia White. There's more at norcalpublicmedia.org.